So let's introduce Mr. Craig Hepner.
Oh man, this guy, this is the man.
I'm telling you, there's some people you just love to be around. You could talk forever with them. This is one of those gentlemen. Mr. Hepner is out of California. In fact, if you think of any of the big names in California for many years, they were probably part of his organization. I mean, this guy.
Well, some of them have acted like bottle rockets. They go up and explode and go away.
Yeah.
You know, this guy has been up in the
stable.
Sky.
He is,
he's
yeah.
stable. And his family, his mom and his dad and everybody around him is class acts. And
yes.
We had the unique opportunity of going out and doing a meeting for him.
Yes, and his
and
team.
And we've never been treated so well as we were with that group, I don't think.
I know. It was so much fun.
They were just wonderful.
Yes, incredible camaraderie and just everything you want, you desire to be around.
If you never spoke about Legal Shield with him, you would walk away saying, I'll never forget this guy.
That's true.
If he just talked to you about any portion of his life.
Yeah.
That is a unique individual.
Well, just a few points. Because I know a lot of you probably don't know Mr. Hepner. This may be the first time he's been on our team call, or maybe second. But he made executive director in his very first month of business with Legal Shield. And he
was
made,
it the first month or first 10 months?
First month and the first 10 months. In the first year or first 10 months or so, he made $100,000.
Okay,
that's what
okay.
You're thinking, probably.
All right,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and he's just got an incredible story. Believe me, this gentleman knows how to build a business, to network, to grow a team, to grow a huge organization. He's done it. He's doing it. And he's got a team that's continuing to create growth in his organization.
In the midst of all this growth, I mean, he's been around for 17 years here.
Mm-hmm.
He's also traveled around the world and maintained his rank and
he came back with more money in his bank account.
Well, I don't know about that.
It did.
It said right there.
Yeah, part of the story. Yeah, he said,
well, so you're saying he's frugal and cheap, too. I mean,
no, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying he's built a great Legal Shield business.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Listen, if you ever have a chance to spend a minute or two or maybe have lunch with him, and you'll be excited to make him a friend. I'll tell you that.
You sure will. Craig, we are so honored that you're taking time out of your busy, busy afternoon. I know it's afternoon there. To be on our call, or it's the early evening. So thank you so very much, and I've got my pen in hand ready to take some notes.
Go for
it. Wow. First of all, I want to thank both of you for those incredibly kind and generous remarks. I've got an ear-to-ear grin. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this leadership call. There's so many amazing leaders on this team. And first of all, I want to say good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Legal Shield family. I hope all of you had a wonderful and amazing Thanksgiving with family and friends. I'm actually honored that Frank and Teresa Acoin have asked me to spend some time with all of you this evening. I've known the Acoins now for approximately 17 years. I'm extremely proud and grateful to call them wonderful and dear friends. In fact, whenever there's a Legal Shield event coming up, like an international convention, B2B conference, black tie event, or an all-expense-paid vacation, I always go out of my way to spend some time with the Acoins. Over the years, I've been trained by Frank and Teresa. I've been inspired and motivated by Frank and Teresa. And I'm extremely appreciative that Legal Shield has outstanding leaders like the Acoins. They both ooze integrity and credibility. I resonate with Teresa's holistic alternative approach to health and fitness. And I always, always look forward to Frank training with this amazing sense of humor while weaving in profound gems. In fact, on a personal note, when I'm at a convention and maybe my energy level's getting a little low, I look down at the itinerary or agenda for the day, and if I see Frank and Teresa on the schedule, I know I'm good to go, because once they've delivered their profound points, I feel like I've had a quadruple shot of espresso. I'm good to go for the rest of the day. So on that note, I sincerely hope that everyone on this call, and I'm sure you do, have a huge attitude of gratitude for Legal Shield and the Acoins. Now, for those of you I haven't met yet, as Frank indicated, I look forward to meeting you sometime at one of the upcoming events. I got a chance to spend some time with Frank and Teresa earlier today, and they were asking me some questions. And so I'm just going to quickly share my story and then share a couple of points that will hopefully make December fabulous for you and your family and really set up 2016 to be the best year of your life in all areas of your life. So when I first, in my adult life, I managed a chain of retail stores for a decade, took them from about 7 stores to 14, 15, 16 stores. And it was a great, you know, experience. It allowed me to buy a couple of homes, drive some Mercedes, BMWs, and Cadillacs. And then I took my young family, my children were 4, 5, and 6, with their mother on a 6-month road trip. We sold a house, put everything in storage, traveled to Baja, Mexico, all the states except for 4, 5 islands in the Caribbean, 5 provinces in Canada, and came home, and one of my sons skipped a grade, even though we took them out of school early and put them back into school late. I said, it's one thing to learn about history and geography through books. It's another thing to experience it firsthand. And that really set up a foundation of a relationship with my sons, who are 3 of my best friends. And people used to always say, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It always bugged me because I thought, no, next time I go out, I'm going to travel for a year, except I won't do it around the country. I'll do it around the world. And one of the things I recognized, team, is when I was out there traveling for 6 months, my income stopped. And immediately I knew that whatever I got involved with, there had to be passive residual income. Because we all want to stop working someday. We just don't want the income to stop. So I started a business when I got home. It had some passive residual income. And even though I'd always been extremely critical of the network marketing industry for no good reason, no good analysis, my dad was critical of it, so I was critical of it as well, just parroting him. But in my sales force, there was a guy that was part of a network marketing company, and he introduced me to it. And because I had just now experienced overrides for the first time in my sales force and residual income, I was a little bit more open to the concept. Now, if you're taking some notes down, I'm going to highly encourage you write down these couple statistics. I wish I had this information before I jumped into my first couple of startups. I actually got involved in 5. I'll talk to you about those in just a moment. But I read years later that 95% of all startup companies fail in the first 3 years, that 98% of all startup companies fail in the first 5 years, and of the 5 startup companies I got involved with, they were all out of business in the first year or two. So I'm going to be very candid. I'm going to be very transparent. When I got started 17 years ago, I was in the worst possible place in my entire life. I mean, I didn't have a car. I didn't even have a driver's license. I didn't have a place of my own. I was $200,000 in debt, but I had tremendous, tremendous desire. Most importantly, I got properly trained. I followed some simple systems, and someone told me a long time ago, you'll work hard for money, but you'll do anything for your children and family. And so I had 3 sons, and at this point, they were right around the corner from driving age, and around the corner from that was going to be college. My parents were in their retirement years, and it got wiped out due to a sister's illness. And so I was willing to do things for my parents and my children that I wasn't willing to do for myself. And so for all of you that have children, families, goals, dreams, and aspirations, let that drive you to success. Because I was so grateful, as the coins mentioned, I was able to earn $100,000 my first 10 months, and it doubled to $200,000 my second year, $250,000 my third year, $1 million by my first year, and several million since. I've got a team across the country, you know, thousands of people. Most of them are just supplementing their existing incomes. The coins and I have seen over the years, hundreds of people, when their part-time income exceeded their full-time income, have made that transition to go full-time. I'm very fortunate and blessed. I've got several dozen of my family and friends who earn a 6-figure income from home. Many of them have a 6-figure retirement, whether they work or not. And what's really remarkable is 7 now, just last month, in the last 2 months, we've just added another millionaire club member, but 7 of my most broke, skeptical family and friends are all millionaire club members today. And what I'm so excited about, even though I've been with the company for 17 years, I'm more excited today than I've ever been. I love working from home with family and friends. I love our mission and cause. I'm much more mission-driven, cause-driven than I am financially driven. But the company pays you to be cause and mission-driven, so that's great for someone like myself and those that fit in that category. And 3, we recognize timing. And it's my sincere belief, I believe this with every fiber of my being, that the company is projected and on pace to do more volume in the next 3 to 5 years than they've done in their last 44 years combined. For me, this is health and car insurance at 2 to 3% market penetration, and just like 75 to 80% of everyone we know has got health and car insurance, it's projected that 75 to 80% will eventually have legal and identity theft, and we've got the best 2 products that either industry has to offer. Many of you have heard that there's a great beta test called Europe. The concept of legal service has been there for 100 years. Many of you know that 80% of Germany already has some kind of a legal plan. While I was traveling in Europe for many months, one of my friends who lived there for 23 years said, Craig, we can't get our driver's license renewed in Germany without showing proof of legal insurance. I've got to be candid. I fantasize about that happening right here in the United States. So, team, I'm extremely grateful that all of us on this call have the opportunity to bless individuals and families, small businesses, employees with these two incredibly important and valuable products. In fact, today is the second day of December, and as leaders, let's all commit to leading by example and make December the biggest and best income month of the year for you and your entire team. You know, in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, he states, and I quote, "Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve." He also went on to say that when riches begin to come, they come so quickly and in such great abundance that one wonders where they've been hiding during all those lean years. Well, team and family, I believe that statement to be true, and many of my biggest income months have taken place in the month of December. In fact, for the last 5 years, December's either been my biggest or second biggest month. In fact, the biggest income week that I've ever had in the 17 years I've been participating with Legal Shield, I'm very grateful and appreciative, was $22,500 for the week, and this actually took place between Christmas and New Year's 2 years ago. So I'm asking each of you to get into the mental mind state that December is going to be a month where we can help individuals and families avoid getting into debt. This is a time of year where a lot of people get into debt. We can also help those same individuals and families get paid daily, even during the holidays. And most importantly, we help those same individuals and families get an early start on making 2016 the greatest year of their life in every single area of their life. Now, what we do in the month of December is going to have a direct impact and bearing on what our growth and momentum is going to look like for the new year. You know, many Americans are already thinking of New Year's resolutions, which always include more time with family and friends. And that's the beautiful thing about Legal Shield. We allow people to have quality time with family and friends and do the things in life that are meaningful and important. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my sincere belief that we have a moral obligation to share these products and this incredible home-based business opportunity with everyone. So as we continue this call, I really want to make three major suggestions. If you got your pen and paper handy, the first suggestion I'm going to make is simply this. If you didn't hear the leadership show on Monday morning with Mr. Larry Smith, I'm definitely going to suggest that all of you commit to listening to that call as he lays out a brilliant game plan for you and your entire team. If you want December to be huge and you want to be able to move quickly and rapidly into January and the new year, you definitely want to make sure you've heard that call. Most importantly, make sure your team has heard that call as well. Number two, I'm going to highly recommend that you set some serious goals for the month of December. Don't just talk about them or think about them. We need to write them down. There needs to be a deadline. And if you're real serious, you want to read them daily. Now, some of your goals might include six items that I've personally written out. You can have some other goals. Maybe these don't fit you, but here's six that I threw down. You know, it's been stated that the speed of the group is always determined by the speed of the leader. And so if you want your team to recruit more associates, if you want your team to retail more memberships, then we've got to recruit more associates and retail more memberships. So the first goal is, how many memberships am I going to market in the month of December? Number two, how many personal recruits am I going to have in the month of December? Number three and four are a little bit alike. How many PBRs am I going to host or participate in? And how many PCCs am I going to host or participate in? Number five, this is huge. This is actually just as big as anything I could share with you. How many new associates are we going to get Fast Start qualified in the month of December and into Performance Club? Ladies and gentlemen, Performance Club is everything. The way I view it is, an executive director is someone that has 5 people that are Performance Club 10 or 10 people that are Performance Club 5. When you really break it down, we need to start breaking more and more executive directors, and I was so thrilled to hear of new executives, new bronzes on this team. Congratulations. Now we can start doing it at a much quicker pace than ever before. You know, if you think about it, whether it's an executive director, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, plus, it's really just made up of more people who are in Performance Club. If you're interested in getting the $100,000 ring, the $250,000 ring, the $500,000 ring, or the $1 million ring, all that is an organization that has more people in Performance Club. And so that should be a real important goal. How many new associates can you get into Performance Club, not only in December, but each and every month in the year of 2016. All right, number six. This is serious now. How many guests am I going to be responsible for taking to the local event and Super Saturday in the month of December? Now, we know this is a holiday month, but ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity to connect up with a lot of family and friends we haven't talked to in a while. I can guarantee you that right now, many of them are thinking about New Year's resolutions. Many of them, as Teresa and Frank laid out earlier, want to make sure that they're covered for 2014's, you know, tax returns. There's a lot of bonuses, a lot of incentive money, and I think a lot of people would love an opportunity to be able to get paid daily through the holidays, and more importantly, if not equally importantly, really set up 2016. So again, what we do this month has so much to do with what 2016 is going to look like. The third item, prioritize and take inventory. I'm going to share two quotes with you that have been very helpful for me to obtain my goals and achieve what the things I'm looking forward to going after. The first is, what can I do today that will get me closer to my goals? What can I do today that will get me closer to my goals? And if you want to get really laser focused, the second one is, I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. So as we conclude on prioritizing and taking inventory, you know, you want to be able to know who you're going to spend your time with and who you're going to make a commitment to. And so you need to inspect what you expect. So hopefully the following next five items will help you take inventory and really prioritize where you're going to spend your time this month. Number one, for those that are going to get into Performance Club 5, you're going to spend X amount of time with them. Number two, for those that are going for Performance Club 10, you may spend a little bit more time with them than the ones that are just going for Performance Club 5. Number three, there's a lot of people that are still running for Cancun. And as the coins outlined it earlier in the call, there's still plenty of time to be able to achieve that. So you may spend more time with the person going for Cancun than maybe just the person going for PC5 or PC10. Number four, anyone that's going for promotion in the marketing plan and taking advantage of that bonus money this month, again, you'll probably spend a little bit more time with them than the others. Now, for those of you that are going for executive director, and again, I compliment and commend the new executive directors this last month. Tremendous achievement, amazing accomplishment. Kudos to you. This is a great month to go executive director because of all the announcements that they're going to outline in the month of January, you want to be at the very top of the compensation and marketing plan. And so for those of you going for executive director, I guarantee you the leaders on this team, they will make a commitment to helping you achieve that goal as well. And so, as it is the holidays, again, I want to express my love, appreciation, respect for the coins, for this company and opportunity. I can say without any reservations what this company has done for my parents, my sons. I have about 20 family members involved. Some are spare time, some part-time. Some are making a career change. Others are going for a six-figure retirement income. But I just want to conclude by saying this. You know, we only have to be at the right place just once in life to create that significant lifestyle change. What got me interested in this industry 24 years ago was a magazine from Success Magazine. Every month they devoted a small issue of the magazine to this industry. However, one month they came out with an entire issue devoted to this industry. And on the front cover of Success Magazine, it said, "We create millionaires. How network marketing's entrepreneurial elite are building fortunes at breakneck speed." They went on to say that for associates who get involved early, the profits are enormous. And what they suggested was this, and I want you to hear me loud and clearly. They said that whenever an industry hits about 2 to 5% market penetration, it goes into a stage of growth known as all-out massive momentum. I'll give you a couple of examples. The internet had been around for many decades, predominantly in the military, but once it hit 2 to 5% market penetration, it felt like overnight everyone was online. Health insurance had been around for many, many years. Once it hit 2 to 5%, 7 years later, more than half the country had health insurance. If you see the trajectory of what took place with legal coverage in Europe, you see that there's a direct parallel to what's taking place with legal services in the United States. And again, once it hit that 2 to 5% market penetration, It went into a stage of growth, again, known as all-out massive momentum. Ladies and gentlemen, team and family, we are at that pre-tipping point. And, you know, what's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years? I believe all of us on this call can have whatever lifestyle we want. We can achieve any level of success we want based on timing, as long as you continue to get properly trained, take some serious action, and stay close to the coins, their leadership, and the company system. So with that note, I'm going to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful, fabulous, awesome holiday season. And make sure you take some time tonight to write out some serious goals for the month of December. And just on a personal note, one of the things I love most about this industry is it gives us the opportunity to dream again, and it gives us an opportunity to work with people that we respect. And oftentimes, your newest friends in life become some of your best friends because you share the same dreams, goals, and aspirations. And as I conclude, I just want to personally thank my dear friends, both Frank and Teresa Coyne. Thanks for letting me share a couple of minutes with you and your team. I appreciate all of you. Wishing you massive success. I'll turn the call back over to you, Frank and Teresa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Craig Heppner. That was awesome. I've got two pages of notes here, and just great, perfect timing for your insight into getting us going for the month of December. We all know that this can be our best month. It's just, you know, it's a decision, I believe, that we all make up front in doing the things that you've just talked about. And that taking inventory is so critical, yes. And, you know, it's been a little while since we've trained on that, so I'm so glad that you brought that up tonight. So often it's easy, I think, to spend time, and your whole taking inventory was about prioritizing who you're spending time with, which is just phenomenal, because we can easily spend time with people that we have fun with and enjoy being around, but if you look at the numbers, their goals, they're just sometimes not there. It's just comfortable to be around.
It's all big talk.
Yeah.
It's like Elizabeth says, be so busy working with the people who are doing it, you don't have time for anything else.
For anybody else, yeah. So yeah. Great.
And I think that's
suggestion.
The thing he made about do the most productive thing. And the most productive thing in all of Legal Shield is, my opinion, just a personal opinion, is if you're not in somebody's face telling a story or in their ear telling a story, you're just warming up. So your job every day is to get the story told, either be in somebody's face or somebody's ear. And how many times do your associates do it, the totals doing it, or the events doing it? And then I'll tell you how fast you're going to grow. Craig Heppner, thank you. We admire you. We appreciate you. And can't wait to see you, I guess, at next convention and then down in Cancun.
We'll probably see him at the ED conference.
Yes. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Leadership conference coming up in Dallas. So.
And we'll have to have you out to Charleston sometime.
Yeah. That would be a great thing. So thank you so much.
I look forward to seeing you real soon as well. Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Take care. Tell your mom and dad and everybody who said hi.
Absolutely.
All right, team, let's carry on here. We got just a minute or two.
Yep, we're going to wrap it up here, and I love it. I'm already getting text messages from people who are setting their goals, and I love it. So
number one goal, get in somebody's face or ear tomorrow.
That's right, or tonight if you're talking to California. I want to recognize for the month of November, this is for the entire month, the people who were the top 10 in production. So let's do that right now, and then we're going to do the top recruiters, and then we're going to talk to the Power 20s, and everybody's going to be wanting to know what they're going to be doing, because you can all have input on this project they're going to be working with us on, whether or not you're a Power 20. So top in production, the month of November, 10th place goes to Peter Baptist out of California. Gene Franklin, 9th place out of South Carolina. Salvador Piazza in Virginia, 8th place. 7th place goes to Diane Sloan and Joe Smith in South Carolina.
That is amazing.
It is.
Joe just had his kidney
replaced. He had a transplant.
A few months ago.
They've got major health challenges, and here they are, number 7.
And Michael Johnson is really helping him with that whole situation,
yes,
too.
Definitely.
He's in their downline.
And this is personal production. Daryl Wright, actually out of Florida, is number 6. 5th place goes to Josh and Kara Garner out of Illinois.
Under Tom Miner.
Yes, and Paulette Jamison took 4th place in the entire organization out of Georgia.
I'm going to say she's from South Carolina. She's not from Georgia.
No, she's
she
from
just
Georgia.
Lives in Georgia, that's
we'll
all.
We'll blame her. And Michael Johnson took 3rd place out of South Carolina. John Hall took second place out of North Carolina. And first place goes to the newest executive director on the team, Inspire Life, Benito Sherrod. And so we are thrilled.
Yeah, we're
going to
hear a lot more about that young man. I'll tell you that right now.
And for recruiting, we had second place. We're going to go give that recognition to Lois Threkeld and Amy Yoshimitsu out of California. And Inspire Life with 5 new recruits for last month.
Number one.
First place in recruiting and production. Woohoo!
That's amazing. He's been in the business a very short time, you know.
I know. He's serious.
Yeah, once in a while you find a superstar like that,
that's
it takes
right.
off, right?
And they get it and they go for it.
I hope he's on the line. I want you to quit moving so slow and do better.
All right, Power 20s. Now, we did get the list from home office. We have not posted it or sent it out yet. We will. We just got it this afternoon. But congratulations to all of you, and most of you know if you made Power 20.
There's too many to read there, I think.
Yeah, we're not going to read them. But here's the project. This month, and in the next week, we're going to be putting together the 2016 list of books for the team to use for the
and John called in the first one today.
Right, to participate in the Book of the Month Club. So we are asking all the Power 20s to give us your suggestions for us to consider making the books that you like the most, that you feel have the most impact and have had the most impact on you, your organization, and so forth.
And really, go ahead and do that. Don't think that, you know, your book's not important. I mean, it really can be.
Right.
And it doesn't even have to be about our industry. It could be anything that's helped.
Yes, anything. Yeah, we'll consider them all. And so we're anxious to get your suggestions.
So how can everybody else help?
Everybody else can help by going to your Power 20 and saying, hey, this is a book I think you ought to consider suggesting.
Well, that's not the book they're suggesting then.
Well, it's teamwork, right?
All right. Okay.
All right.
That is right. Okay.
Okay. It's teamwork.
I'll go along with it.
All righty. So we're going to be doing that this week. So if you can get those suggestions over to us in the next 5 to 7 days, that would be great.
Right.
Okay.
And you're going to be excited about this next book that Mr. John and Elizabeth Gardner brought to us, I'm telling
today,
you.
Today, yeah, it's really exciting.
We'll make the announcement soon.
And Power 20s, you need to know that you are still included in this wonderful promotion going on this month, the Grovember promotion, where the new Fast Start Associates, when they get their $100 for Fast Start qualifying, their sponsor gets $100, and you, the Upline Power 20, will get $100.
Yeah, that's
so if
wonderful.
You have 10 people in your organization qualify this month, hey, what's 10 times? You want an extra $1,000? Let's don't grow our credit cards this month. Let's grow our businesses this month.
I like that. That's one of the best things you've ever said.
Well, yeah.
What'd you say?
Let's don't grow our credit cards this month. Let's grow our business.
Don't grow your credit card debt.
That's right.
Grow your bank accounts.
That's right. Let's grow the bank accounts. Deposits happen. So,
well, this has been an exciting call.
Yes, it has. And for one last word, and we didn't spend much time on it tonight, but we certainly will be more and more in the next few weeks. Please go to performancefamily.com. Get all the information on your team event coming up about a month from now, in a little bit more than a month, in January. So we want you to get the details, get registered, take advantage of that. The price goes up on the 15th and the 15th of next month. So make sure you get registered as soon as possible to take advantage of the lower pricing.
I'll just end with this. No one is there to demand. That's something I thought about the last couple of days, that the government's not going to demand, your family's not going to demand, and your friends are not going to demand that you have good health. You have to demand you have good health.
Okay.
It's not going to demand that you have a good marriage. You have to demand you have a good marriage.
Okay.
And it won't demand that you have good finances. No one's going to do that. You have to decide to do that. So, you know, if you're not demanding more of yourself, no one else is going to demand it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the end, we're the architect of the rest of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll design a health system that works for yourself, finances that work for yourself, a marriage that works for yourself, relationships that work for yourself. You have to design that yourself. And so those people who want to grow out there, you know, the marketplace will, what can I say, spank you if you don't demand yourself. No one else is going to take care of for you. You have to be the architect.
That's good.
Okay, everybody, thank you all so much. This is Frank and Teresa Coyne from sunny, and I do mean sunny, it's almost 80 today.
Yes.
In Charleston, South Carolina. Thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you all next week.
All right, we love you. Have a great week.
This is episode number 893.
All right.
How about that?
I'm not keeping track. I'll let you do that.
I'm tracking it. Y'all take care of yourself. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
All right, love y'all. Bye.